So glad you can join me for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Dave Brannan wrote today's reading, and he titled it, Speak to the People About Jesus. In Acts 21, Paul had gone to the temple for the Jewish purification ceremony. But some agitators, who thought he'd been teaching against the law, sought to take his life. Roman soldiers quickly got involved and arrested Paul, bound him, and carried him from the temple area, with the mob shouting, Get rid of him! How did the apostle react to this threat? He asked the troop's commander if he could speak to the people. When the Roman leader granted permission, Paul, bleeding and bruised, turned to the angry crowd and shared his faith in Jesus. That was 2,000 years ago, an old Bible story that we might find hard to relate to. More recently, a man named Peter was arrested while visiting a jailed friend who believes in Jesus in a country where believers are regularly persecuted. Peter was tossed into a dark prison cell and blindfolded during interrogations. When the blindfold was removed, he saw four soldiers with guns pointed at him. Peter's response? He saw it as a perfect opportunity to share his faith. Paul and this modern-day Peter point out a hard, vital truth. Even if God allows us to experience tough times, even persecution, our task remains: preach the gospel. He will be with us, and He will give us the wisdom and power to share our faith. The scripture reading for today's devotional is from Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through chapter 22, verse 1. When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, Fellow Israelites, help us! This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law in this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place. They had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another. And since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting, Get rid of him! As the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the commander, May I say something to you? Do you speak Greek? He replied. Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and led 4,000 terrorists out into the wilderness some time ago? Paul answered, I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please, let me speak to the people. After receiving the commander's permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the crowd. When they were all silent, he said to them in Aramaic, Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. Would you spend some time in prayer with me? Dear Almighty God, we thank you for the promise to be with us always, even in times of hardship and persecution. Grant us the courage, wisdom, and power to faithfully preach your gospel, trusting in your unfailing presence and protection, knowing that our reward is far greater than the opposition we face. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.